past 6 years, Amin Rido has worked at the Swiss-owned Nestle Corporation candy factory outside Jakarta.
Kalau soal gaji sih kita udah apa?
He says the company pays much higher than minimum wage, which is about $100 a month. Nestle employs more than 2,500 people in Indonesia and works with more than 30,000 local farmers. The company plans to invest over $100 million in Indonesia to expand its operations. Peter Falk, Nestle's director in Indonesia, says one of the factors that make Indonesia a good investment is the stable political climate here.
We feel Indonesia, through also the whole democratization process, through the right policies that have been put in place over the last 5 years by the present government, it really has set the scene for this country to continue growing over the next 10, 20 years.
Indonesia's economy is expected to grow by about 4% this year. While that is down from the 6.1% growth in 2008, it is better than almost all developed economies and better than most Asian nations. The sustained growth has helped make Democratic Party candidate President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono the favorite to win re-election. At a Democratic Party rally, supporters say President Yudhoyono's record on the economy speaks for itself.
Ya, udah terbukti semuanya berjalan dengan baik.
This supporter says the president has already proven that everything is running smoothly. The other major presidential candidates have been critical of the president's management of the economy. Vice President Yusuf Kalla, whose motto is faster, better, says the president has been too cautious. Megawati Sukarnoputri criticizes him for favoring foreign investment over domestic development. She says we first will build an integrated and sovereign food processing base, then we will think about sending it outside for export. She is hoping this argument will resonate with those Indonesians who are not benefiting from the growing economy, like these produce vendors in a Jakarta market.
Harga naik.
This vendor says that everything is expensive for small businesses. It is hard to live like this. But political analyst Suni Tanuwijaya with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says overall economic conditions have improved under President Yudhoyono and voters know it.
It's a rare thing to have politicians deliver what they say. So I think under this political atmosphere, proofs, evidence is much more important than just words and promises.
The president's supporters hope the strong economy will help him win a clear majority of the 170 million votes cast on September 8th to prevent a runoff election in September. Brian Padden, VOA News, Jakarta.